Hello, this is the podcast for our first week class that was on August 18, and it's for Section 6A. Tonight we talked about the expectations for the class, and it's probably good to go back when you have a chance and get the slides, and you'll have them available to you. And we also then talked about the features of negligence and what makes negligence as a system of liability different and more complicated than strict liability. And in doing that, we used the case of Hammond Tree v. Jenner to illustrate the differences between negligence and strict liability. Remember, strict liability is it's different than absolute liability that is really just doesn't depend on causation. Strict liability, you still need causation, proximate cause, but you're going to be held strictly liable for injuries that you cause regardless of your fault. Negligence, however, is a fault-based system, so At the end of the day, it means that not every injury will have some compensation. It depends on the fault of the person doing the damage. So negligence has a lot of hoops to jump through. And in spite of the theory that it's easy to get recovery, you'll see that negligence is not available for every injury. There are some injuries that will not receive compensation through the tort system because of the very complicated system of negligence. Here in Hammond Tree v. Jenner, they realized quickly, the plaintiffs, that they weren't going to win on the negligence theory, and they tried to make an analogy between the driver of an automobile and the manufacturer of a product so that they could proceed under strict product liability. The court said, no, there's a big difference between the two. Strict product liability is purely an economic compensatory scheme that is designed to spread the loss that a manufacturer may incur by compensating individuals who were damaged due to their defective product, and allows it's kind of a radical scheme, actually, because the plaintiff doesn't have to prove that the manufacturer even did the defect. It was just once you place your product into the commercial stream, you are liable for injuries that it causes. So how does the manufacturer recoup their losses? By raising the price of the product. If it's such a dangerous product and it causes so many injuries, they'll go out of business. It's kind of the marketplace. You're not going to buy products that are deemed to be too dangerous. Look at Toyota's now. They're after the Toyota accident reports. Their sales dropped, remarkably. So here, the court refused to make that analogy to an economic scheme of manufacturing based just on activities. So be sure to make that distinction between liability for activities depending on negligence and liability for product manufacturing or commercial manufacturing will go into strict liability, depending, of course, on the jurisdiction, but that's more the rule of the day than not these days. What does negligence depend on? Negligence depends on proving that you've exceeded the acceptable level of risk. Risk is at the basis of all of our discussions of negligence, and it's we'll talk about how that risk is calculated. What's the how we measure an acceptable level of risk, and that's the real crux of the initial discussion of negligence, is calculating that risk. At the end of the case, there were excerpts from both Oliver Wendell Holmes and Richard Posner. Each have their own reasons for preferring negligence as a compensatory scheme over strict liability. Posner, if you know his work, it's no surprise that he prefers negligence. Strict liability means more liability for manufacturers. He thinks it's not economically efficient, whereas negligence is really you're only have to pay if you're shown to be at fault. Holmes thinks the fault-based system is just more fair. Each has their own reasons. But fault-based system is kind of uniquely American. There are a lot of systems for compensation. A lot of, workers' comp is just a compensatory scheme. But negligence is uniquely American. It's thought to, it doesn't avoid all risk. Risk is necessary for the development of society and economics, and negligence, as we'll talk about in the next few classes, really only came about after the Industrial Revolution. Before that, strict liability was the rule. Once the Industrial Revolution occurred with all kinds of injury-causing mechanical devices, strict liability could not stand any longer because there was just too much liability. Negligence, as opposed to what many tort reformers think, negligence actually limits liability. You're not always going to be liable. So the next class, we're going to talk about ways of being liable when you yourself, or not negligence, but liability for somebody else's torts. And those, again, you can find on the ClassCaster site the slides for the next two classes.